If you're the kind of person who squirms at the sight of a bug, be glad this next story is on the radio. It's about a neighborhood pet shop in Tucson, which claims to be the country's only retail pet shop devoted to insects. We can't verify that claim, but we can tell you when NPR's Ted Robbins visited, the place was hopping.
No matter how long you've been gone or how late you come home, your dog is happy to see you. I don't think you could say the same thing about a pet cockroach. In fact, I'm pretty sure this Madagascar hissing cockroach is not happy it's been picked up. But as you can hear from the opening day crowd at Ken the Bug Guy's pet store, plenty of people think insects make great pets.
Love it. I love bugs, and I love looking for them in nature. I love watching my bugs at home, so I'm a dyed-in-the-wool bug nerd for sure.
Andrew Olson says he and his brother have about 150 pet bugs. We're not talking the traditional ant farm, which the store does sell, by the way. We're talking tarantulas, centipedes, scorpions, and those hissing cockroaches.
If we can get something, we get it.
As long as it's legal, says Ken the Bug Guy.
Right now I've got some snails out back. I'm waiting for USDA to come by and take a look at them and make sure that we can sell them before I do.
Ken McNeil turned his own lifelong love of insects into a thriving online business. Then he decided he wanted an old-fashioned pet store, too. So he opened this small shop in Midtown Tucson with big black bugs painted on the walls and small tanks and cages everywhere. Tarantulas are his most popular item.
There's a huge tarantula hobby. People are always looking for different kinds. There's really rare ones that run up to $700 if you get a big female. And then there's the cheaper ones of people that are just getting into the hobby that are usually from $5 to $10.
Even if you have no great fear of bugs, you still might wonder why people think they make good pets. Turns out they're incredibly easy to take care of. They only eat once a week or so.
Usually you just throw a cricket in there, a little bit of water, and that's it.
In fact, Ken the Bug Guy has 10,000 bugs in inventory in the back, but he only needs two employees. Customer Alicia Nichols says she has a dozen tarantulas at home in tanks, along with a cat which loves to stare at the spiders and paw at the crickets she keeps as spider food. Nichols says she finds the tarantulas soothing.
I like to meditate with tarantulas. It's almost like having a Zen garden, just working with their plants, making the little tanks that they have as beautiful as possible.
On the other hand, a dog licks you, a cat rubs up against you. An insect? Well, you don't want to cuddle with that death stalker scorpion. It can kill you. Most tarantulas tolerate being held. They'll crawl up your arm. But they're not exactly responsive. Andrew Olson says insects are kind of biological robots. That's what he likes about them.
Because there's no emotional reciprocity in the relationship with them, I tend not to get as attached to them. So I don't have to feel bad about them dying.
And the bugs couldn't care less if they're pets, so there you go. But a tarantula can live 20 to 30 years, so it still seems like it had become a member of the family, albeit an aloof member of the family. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.